Join the world in connecting to birds February 14th through 17th, 2025. It is the Global Bird Count in February, and I'm your host, Nanette Weiser of Gardening in Florida, where we celebrate birds, bees, butterflies, flowers, and more. So you can get involved. Spend time in your favorite places watching birds. Then tell Audubon and the Cornell Lab about them. In as little as 15 minutes, notice the birds around you. Identify them, count them, and submit your counts to help scientists better understand and protect birds around the world. If you know about eBird or Merlin, your submissions over the four-day count, do use those to get them to the Great Backyard Bird Count. Both apps are terrific. You can connect to birds, to nature, and with each other. You can find out everything you need to know about this on birdcount.org. Birds are everywhere all the time doing fascinating things. So if you love birds, this is how you can participate. First of all, on Wednesday, February 12th, there's a live event where you can listen to panelists on how to participate in this exciting global count, and it is listed on the birdcount.org site. So you can register for the live event. It is free. You can watch the world map light up. This is also on birdcount.org. It's amazing. So each submitted checklist becomes a glowing light on the bird sightings map. You know, it's easy to participate. One, decide where you will watch your birds. Step two, watch birds for 15 minutes or more, at least once over the 4 days, February 14th through 17th. Three, identify all the birds you see or hear within your planned time location and use the best tool for sharing your bird sightings. If you're a beginner, Merlin Bird ID app tells you what birds you are seeing and hearing. If you've done this before and want to record numbers of birds, try the eBird mobile app or enter your bird list on the eBird website. So it's so fun. I mean, I'm looking out my window right now. I see egrets. I see ibises. I see herons. Last year, if you remember, after the hurricane, one of the hurricanes, we saw flamingos. I've seen a woodpecker today, a nuthatch. I've seen a cardinal and a blue jay. And that is just in the last hour. So I am definitely doing this. It is really an important time. This is how we learn how our birds are doing, especially after the storms. We want to know so much of this. And I just love birds. And you can showcase your photos as well. Share pictures of birds, yourselves, and other bird watching in your yards or at favorite birding spots. Again, that'll appear on birdcount.org. And the local Audubon, you can contact those people here in Tampa Bay. You know, we all need an incentive to get outside midwinter, whether we live in Florida or Maine or in California, and look for birds beyond what we can see from our window. It's fun to see the flashes of light on the map when we submit our counts among the thousands around the world, and we know that our data matters. And being a citizen scientist is just amazing. So you can subscribe to the Cornell Lab or Audubon. Just do that and go to the Great Backyard Bird Count, the 14th through the 17th. Check your local Audubon site and find out what events go on all year round. I know that here in Tampa Bay, they have many walks. I want to tell you a little bit about the history of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, National Audubon Society, the Great Backyard Bird Count, GBBC. It was really the first online participatory science project, also referred to as community science, to collect data on birds and display results in near real time. Birds Canada joined the project in 2009 to provide an expanded capacity to support participation in Canada. And in 2013, it became a global project when they began entering data into eBird, the world's largest biodiversity-related participatory science project. And I love a science project. I'll tell you, I did go to Cornell, and the Hummingbird Lab may be my happiest place in the world. It's so amazing what goes on. And this really does tell us how birds are affected by storms. Just like our turtles, we count our turtles, birds also need to be a focus. You know, I sometimes get very worried if I haven't seen my favorite red-headed woodpecker come to call on my feeder. But, you know, paying attention to birds, it's actually good for you emotionally and mentally as well. It helps you relax. It helps you put your mind in the presence of the moment. And you know, Merlin covers bird species from 7 continents, is available in 18 languages. I also have my field guide to birds, which I love to do and go outside and look and identify birds. So you can start entering bird lists at midnight local time on the first day of the count anywhere in the world. And data entry remains open until March 1st. I am really loving all of the interest in nature of people of all ages. When I was at Sunken Gardens for the Plantopia, I saw families and young people. It has really become so important for every generation to better understand how we can support and make a difference in helping our wildlife. And in the era of climate change with excessive heat, it's important to know that our birds are doing well. So for the big backyard bird count, the great backyard bird count, I am your host, Annette Weiser, and I will see you online the 14th through the 17th. Remember, when the birds go, we go. For Radio St. Pete, please join the great backyard bird count, birdcount.org/participate.